This is the Riabu podcast from the CFO Innovation Summit 2018 in Singapore with Simon Littlewood, who's still high energy at the end of day two, and Mark Lowdy. One of the questions in the survey that we invited CFOs to complete while they came to our booth was about the opportunity or the possibility of a solution for late payments, which they all told us they had to a greater or lesser extent, that did not involve borrowing more money. And I have to tell you, Simon, that as I asked this question of CFOs who came to our exhibition stand, they were surprised. You could see them do a double take, like, is that really possible to solve your late payments problem without borrowing more money?
Yes, well, clearly it is. I mean, the term late payment means that somebody is not adhering to the terms that you agreed when you opened up the relationship or did that sale. Of course, you should get paid on time. Riabu is about fairness. We believe that people should get paid on time. But the problem is that in an era of very low cost capital, you know, where there's lots of liquidity as a result of government policies in Europe and America, as a result of Chinese expansion and investment, there's lots of money around. It's actually much easier to borrow the money to fund operations, to fund acquisitions, than it is to tackle the thorny issue of getting paid on time.
But that's changing.
The reason that it feels easier is because many companies have not understood that the route to change, the power of change lies with them. 80% of the time when they don't get paid on time, it's because of something that they could have done differently, not because their customers are being nasty, perverse, or evil. Their customers are taking advantage of ambiguities, unmet expectations, but the key to getting paid on time and to getting to the top of the pile of invoices that your customer pays every month is to meticulously re-engineer your sale-to-cash process so that customer expectations are met and checked at every step of the way, so that at the end of the day, it becomes well-nigh impossible for a customer to plausibly not pay you. And why would you want to borrow money at interest rather than do that? Well, I think the short answer is that many companies don't understand that they can change it, and it's actually easier to actually borrow money. The problem with that is that it'll get harder to borrow money.
Yes.
Interest rates will go up, and they still won't have addressed the fundamental issue, which is that they don't have the right incentives, methods, processes in place to ensure that customers respect the payment terms that are contracted at the beginning of the relationship.
If you would like to be first in line to get paid, join at riabu.com with Simon Littlewood and Mark Lowdy.